Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by Monsanto and John Deere. They're both friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy and prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The Trans-Pacific Partnership Trade Agreement is sitting in Congress now. It was not an easy process to get the deal this far. If we can find the votes to pass it, it will be a big win for the American farmer. And now on the Atlantic side, we are in the process of negotiating a trade agreement with the European Union. This will be even more difficult, at least from agriculture's point of view. The EU is not helping. Just last month, two-thirds of the EU countries filed applications to opt out of cultivating GM crops. They aren't going to allow their farmers to grow GM crops. They may not even allow them to be imported. They did this after the European Safety Authority certified the safety of GM crops and said they could be grown. If Europe insists on ignoring science and insists on rejecting the most promising technology in my lifetime, I don't see how we can reach a trade deal. GM crops have been in commercial use for 20-plus years and have an impeccable safety record, and they boost farmers' income and reduce consumers' prices. Let me read to you a quote from an EU report on GMO biosafety, and I quote this: "The main conclusion to be drawn from the efforts of more than 130 research projects covering a period of more than 25 years of research involving more than 500 independent research groups is that biotechnology, and in particular GMOs, are not more risky than conventional plant breeding." Now, last year, GM crops were grown in 28 countries around the world, 181 million hectares, by 18 million farmers. Globally, GM crops have boosted yields by 22%, decreased pesticide use by 37%, and increased farmer yields by 68%. Today, we don't have the back-breaking labor load that my grandfather carried. Think about the energy being saved and the forests that won't have to be cut down. Today, we are far more efficient and produce much higher yields on the same acres. Think about how wide the Atlantic Ocean is, separating the United States and Europe. And right now, that's how far apart we are on farm policy. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.